Now, my dear listeners, we want to take you back to last June when we talked with reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe, who works with the Fronteras Network. We learned about a mass grave of migrants, some of them children, that was located in Brooks County, Texas. Take us to how this story actually breaks.
Well, so there has been an influx, an inundation of immigrants at the South Texas border, as we've heard reported for the last year, actually. And so these migrants, as they're coming further north, they try to skirt a Border Patrol checkpoint that is 70 miles north of the Texas border. These checkpoints are all across the border. And so to try and skirt this Border Patrol checkpoint, the migrants are crossing through this harsh ranch land. Much of it is privately owned, where it's hot, the conditions are very harsh, there's little shade, little water, and they have to contend with the elements. And some of them die in this very last leg of their journey. And so it falls on the county, it's called Brooks County, to deal with the deaths and to bury the migrants.
Of the hundreds of bodies that have been recovered, many remain unidentified, ending up in unmarked graves in small border town cemeteries. But Dr. Lori Baker, a forensic scientist at Baylor University in Texas, is trying to identify some of these remains to match them with families who are looking for their lost relatives. She recently sat down with StoryCorps, along with her husband, Eric Baker, to talk about the service she provides for families, strangers, and their loved ones. Just a warning now, this program contains content that might be upsetting for some listeners.
I went out on a forensic case, and the sheriff had a skull on his office desk. It was the skull of a younger person, and he was using it as a pencil holder. He had pens and pencils in the eye socket of this person. So that's when I decided something had to be done. Now what we do is we go to cemeteries along the border. Sometimes there are multiple individuals in any one grave. We found people in trash bags. And we work to determine who they are. We take DNA samples and go through reports that families have filed to find one little thing that might connect to the case that you're working on. When we have an identification, it's resolution. But the families are going to know the horrible things that happened to their loved one. They die of heat stroke. It's exposure. And it's really overwhelming when you're holding them in your hands. And you see the blisters that are on the feet of these individuals. I remember our very first identification. It was a woman. She had two young daughters, and she lived with her mom. She couldn't take care of them, so she decided to come to the U.S. so that she could work and send money home. So she paid someone to smuggle her across, and she twisted her ankle, and the group left her behind because she couldn't keep up. Well, her remains came to me, and when it was an identification, I thought, oh, I've got to find out from that mom if it would have been better just not to know, thinking maybe she lived and would come home someday. And she said, no, the hope eats you alive every day. And now they say they're blessed because they're able to lay flowers on her grave.
Has it gotten any easier?
It hasn't. I would love not to do this anymore, but I don't think I have it in me not to, especially when we have a 11-year-old child, and I know we probably won't figure out who he is, and his mom's probably grieving somewhere. It's really something that I don't know that I'll ever get over if we don't figure out who he is.
Thank you.
That's forensic scientist Lori Baker with her husband Eric Baker in Waco, Texas. Their interview will be archived in the Library of Congress. Thanks to our friends at StoryCorps. You can find their podcast on your favorite app and at npr.org.